Welcome to Kill Team Casuals, a podcast all about Kill Team, recorded in three different time zones with three different dudes, and none of them are particularly good at the game they're talking about. Enjoy.
Ah, oh, Ben, thank you so much for that great introduction joke there. You are correct. This is the Threes to Wound. It's the GFN. It's the Battle Brothers Tabletop. It's Kill Team Casuals. We're back. Episode three, and we're off to a flyer. I mean, that's the most memorable intro, Russ. I think you'd agree that we've had so far.
I will think everyone listening and watching will be still recovering from that visual and audio feast that Ben. Honestly, I think a standing ovation is
warranted. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Thank you guys for recognizing that.
I appreciate it.
Like last time's podcast, if I was wearing pants, I would stand up. But some of our audience watches this via the video machine, so we won't do that to them.
We want episode four.
Episode four is on OnlyFans, actually. Yeah, the no pants episode.
We're moving over now. It's more profitable. The way we plan on the show evolving is definitely going to fit better on an OnlyFans.
Migrate to OnlyFans, for sure.
It's a stronger business model. My favorite part of this is hearing a little bit about, like, obviously I've had a bit of insight into seeing what you guys have been working on during the week, but I'm sure our listeners, the hobbyists out there, will probably want to know a little bit about what you guys have been getting your hands on kill team wise. Ben, we know you've been hard at work with the Green Stuff Factory. What have you been building? What have you been making?
I have been, deep in Green Stuff land, doing a bunch of Red Corsair stuff. I'm building up some legionaries, and so my you know, evil Chaos Legion of choice is Red Corsairs. So been doing, I already have a Red Corsairs or a Red Corsairs legionary team, but I built them like just through the instructions, and so I'm now building a whole entire second team.
What a basic bro.
Yeah, I know, dude. But it's, that's what I'm working
on.
Glad
you said it, Russ.
And I'm really, I think this is like some of my favorite conversions that I've ever done. So pretty happy with them.
Nice. And people can see that you've been chucking that up on your Instagram, the progress.
I've actually been posting for the first time in forever, yeah.
I thought it was important to highlight because, that's not your strong point.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm having a good day. A good intro. Yeah. I have like 3 days in a row on my Instagram. This is a streak for me, guys.
You've won social media.
It's been a long battle, guys, all these years, but he's
really took it out of me.
He's put his singlet on, got in the ring, and absolute diamond cutted it into oblivion.
Diamond cutter. Wow.
DDP. DDP. I'm bringing it back, baby. School. I'm going pre whatever he does now, the weird yoga class thing that apparently.
I'm completely lost. I'm so lost. How about you guys? What have you guys been working on?
Of our 10 listeners, there are three people out there in hysterics
understand
right now.
That?
Loving the DDP reference. WCW, baby.
You, Russ, what about you, man? What have you been working on? Follow up DDP.
I'm out. I cannot compete with the old Diamond Dallas Page references this early on. I'm trying to look around me for what I've been doing. I've not been doing model wise. I've been building a lot of models, trying to get some models ready. So I've been building the I'm going to get the name wrong. The vermin. I'm just going to say vermin.
I think vermin. I think that's how I say it. And Americans pronounce everything correctly. So.
Right. You nailed it.
You guys invented language, so that's...
A lot of people don't know that, but it's true. Along with freedom, that was our idea.
Speaking of people on a roll, America on a roll.
Doing really great. It's good over here, guys. I hear it's bad for you, but it's really good for us over here.
That's freedom, baby.
That's freedom. So no green stuff for me. I leave that stuff to Ben.
What a bummer.
I'm not as adventurous with the coconut oil as he is. I've just been making the vermin, and I made the I'm gonna say some random letters in a row, GSPSSC troopers, whatever the Dead Zone Troopers, basically. I've been building them. I built a Wraith. Do you guys get Imperium magazine where you are?
It's literally just started in here. I got the first delivery like 2 weeks ago. That's how far behind we are. So, but I'm excited.
It's good. I mean, it's one of those things where you like you convince yourself it's a saving because you're like, well, yeah, that's great. And then you're like, I'm not going to collect any of these armies. And I play kill team, so it's very unlikely. But I like but the way I convince myself is, well, if I'll get that and I just won't buy anything else, then it will be effectively I'll get models that'll come in the post and I won't have to go out into the bad world and see people outside of the, you know, in the real
life. You're paying for security. You're paying for basically. Comfort.
I'm paying to avoid human contact.
Yeah.
Which, let's be face, is the worst. It's the weirdest. No, this is so I do that.
The closest I get to that. This is yeah.
These interactions. These court mandated interactions that I've got to have. But yeah, no, so I've just been, I built a Wraith. That's what I was getting to Imperium. Yeah, because Imperium came and it came with some Seraphim. I made another proxy, taking over now. I made another proxy Phobos team, dirty proxies, which is some of the laziest stuff I've ever done. I made the medic and I basically put the medic bag from the vet guard kit just on the base with a sister. And I was like, she's a Helix adept now. And it's like, is it like...
Can I ask, is this for a narrative campaign?
You know, yeah, I'm thinking, so I've got plans, which I guess no, I'm not going to ruin them now. But basically, I've been planning something. I mean, I'm going to use the word big in the loosest and broadest possible definition, because I think it's quite cool. I want to do something kind of fun, and not fun, but like...
not fun or big, but I'm going to make it.
Not even interesting.
I want to do something small and boring, but like not live stream me having sex or anything.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I want to do something fun. So no, I'm going to do, I'm going to have like a big, like small narrative fun. I've heard thing that before. Yeah. My profile and whatever those dating
when
sites.
When it was winter, yeah.
Yeah, small and boring.
Don't make me stand up.
Yeah, don't make me stand up. Stay seated. Stay seated. You can leave your hat and you can stay seated. But no, I'm going to plan some like a big event to happen in the world of the narrative. And I thought I would kind of update a couple of teams to give them a bit more of a showing. And Battle Sisters, I know they've got the novitiate, so I'm painting them up.
Nice.
I'm painting up a Phobos strike team as, well, not painting, I'm still building them, obviously, with the little bag just resting on the base going, Helix Addict, ta-da. So I'm doing some Phobos, basically. But that's what I've been up to.
Can I quickly go back though, just before, with that bag that's on the ground, just confirming this is also with a model that has a jump pack. Is that correct? The model is like flying, the Seraphim is flying.
Oh no, so I've done the two Seraphim as the Reavers. They actually look pretty good. So I've got them as like they're not just like jumping over. Like they look rubbish.
I know, because I just had this picture that you'd got like a Seraphim with a jump pack like flying and then it's like left the back
the kit.
Yeah, it's just like
that was the
like
image I had. Rope.
A line connected to it. I put a jump pack also
just
on the back.
Buildings, he flies over the building.
He's like losing precious equipment every time.
Just like, well, your bag by the time you get it. Like, don't worry, I've got me. You're dead. Close the bat. There's nothing here. Just fish.
I'm glad we cleared that up. That's all I'm saying. I'm glad. Now,
yeah. So nothing groundbreaking, but yeah, stuff planned with them. Yeah, that's cool. What I've been up to.
That's busy. You went from like looking around like the room in blind panic to like having a really solid list of stuff.
How about you? What you've been up to?
I a few little bits and pieces. Like always, I've got too many, like about 9 things half done. So I was having a bit of a look at the Dead Zone stuff as well. So started working on the terrain for that, because I think obviously a cool game in its own right, but I think the terrain will also work really, really well in Kill Team as well. It's all sort of square, modular, multi-level. I wasn't ready though for... it being you can literally make it however you like. Like there is
the list building.
Yeah.
No, for the terrain. Like it's like you can, it's just like, it's all the stuff and they're like, use your imagination. And I was like, shit.
I was not prepared.
Yeah. I was just gave me a small panic attack. I was like, are you so used to instructions and being like, part A goes into part B. And it was like, and it is actually a positive. I'm very aware of that.
Yeah.
But that first initial moment of, oh, they're not going to tell me what to do here.
Right.
I can make it however I like. And I'm like, I'm going to mess it up. I'm going to do it the one way.
Yeah.
The you one shouldn't bad do way. It. There's like one wrong way to do it. And you block. Found it. Yeah. Just a tall tower, just one square tall tower. Yeah.
I mean, that sounds awesome. That sounds like the Judge Dredd when they go into that mega city, just level by level. That would be quite cool.
Play like a vertical game of it, a vertical kill team kind of thing. So, hey, all right, maybe I'm onto something. Maybe it wasn't that as big a mistake as I thought. Mega tower it is.
You just needed Russ's imagination to get you there. Yeah.
You don't have my own.
That's what it says in the instructions.
You can tell the different levels of imagination by the last kill team challenge. Like mine stuck to the rules. Russ has made his own rules. It encapsulated in one. And the med kit bag on the base was also
beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. That was I did have when talking about the terrain for Dead Zone, I had the exact same experience. And I wonder if, not to get like too into it, but like I wonder if like G Dubs has ruined me, because I remember when the old kits, like I used to love the old Tac Marine kits because they were so open and I felt like you could get so much going on. And then I kind of was like thinking back recently to kits, and I was like, I remember the Guardian kit being such a, like so annoying to build because they're so fiddly and you've got hands that just look like Lego hands and you're like, well, that doesn't look natural. Like, oh yeah, yeah. I can put a gun around it, but it's still like that much. Like that's the gun, and his hand's still there. And it's just like, who hold? Like, they do look bad. Those hands, but like, and what do you get? Like, I don't know. Like, part of me really loved the fact that you could do anything with them. But when you look back at anything with them, it turns into, well, it could be either holding the gun across the chest and looking that way, or holding the chest and looking that way. Like I couldn't really do much with the kits.
Right. It's the illusion of freedom.
It felt like the more of an illusion of freedom. Cause like, yeah, you could have a hand up in the air, but the hand's going to be like that up in the air. And the other one's going to be holding a gun. So it's sort of like, do you want that freedom? Yes. And then no.
Like, it's a little bit of a taco holding hand, and I would love Ben to model some tacos. So it's like put a power swing on it, and then an elder taco holding hand.
I would have no gun and just two taco hands. Just be like, I come in peace. An ultimate victory. And like, you know what? Like plus one to all morale rolls because he's got tacos.
Is it Tuesday? You better believe tacos. It's Taco Tuesday.
I've got shrimp and trick, and it's like, well, damn, I guess I'm on your team.
What kind of meat would be in an Eldar taco?
Oh.
Ooh.
Or would it be vegetarian? You know
I was going to say it'd be like avocado, like a smash. They're going to like avocado.
Like a zucchini taco,
Or stone. Space don't toga. They like really weird relationship with stones? Probably don't eat them though, right?
Gravel tacos.
Gravel tacos.
This pot is off the rails.
Yeah, it's
very early on.
I mean, if we're saying what would be in an Eldar, I mean, what would be in a Drukhari taco?
Oh,
I mean, I don't even want to think. Just like whole genitals or just like horrible stuff. Like, I mean,
drizzled in children's tears.
That is the one food truck that I am avoiding. I am aggressively avoiding the Drukhari taco tent. Like,
welcome
no.
Drukhari Dan's Taco Emporium.
What's in the taco? The last person who asked that question. Well, then I'm out. I am out. Hard out. Thank you.
Free samples.
I get some tofu from the Eldar.
Well, speaking of Eldar, this is how we reel back in a segue. That's the other team I've been working on is the Corsairs. I finally got my Corsair team painted up. I've been, them and the Novitiates are the two that I've been like, I'm getting them painted. So they've been a little bit of slap chop, a little bit of completion over perfection. Because I just actually want to play some. They're two teams. I've only played against Corsairs once. I haven't ever played against the Novitiates, and only all I hear is that they're amazing.
Good luck, brother. Good luck.
Yeah. So I want to be the jerk with the S, tier team. I want to play some of my mates with the compendium teams and just go, it'll be a bit of fun. Don't worry about it. You got crew, let's go. It'll be great.
Casual game. Table turn one. It's like, what? Have you ever played? I went to, I don't know, do shout outs. I'm going to do with the hands. I'm going to do a shout out to the, This is the official hand gesture of the shout-out. Listening to the podcast will be
noted.
Like, they'll know it because it's so universal.
I want them to use their imagination.
It's so universal. It's like when you're reading like a 40K like book or something, and they're like, I made the sign of the Aquila across his chest. I'm like, isn't the Aquila like the weird double-headed like bird? Like, are they doing this? Like, it feels like the Roman thing would be like fist to get it, but they're like, exactly. Are they doing the birds? But anyway, the sign of the Aquila. Yeah, so doing a shout
out. That's
gonna
be great. This is a great bit for all of our listeners. They're gonna love this bit. They're gonna love this.
This visual feast.
All these
on
visual
your
jokes we just put in. Yeah.
Next, we'll play. Don't... How many fingers am I holding up? It's gonna be great.
12. No. Oh, damn it. I always guess 12. No, I was gonna say I played against Corsairs recently. I'm skipping the shout out. We did. It was gonna be. no shout out required. I was gonna say I went to a tournament. They're starting to do regular tournaments in Manchester. Obviously, Dan runs them. I'm not gonna say his Discord name because it's D's Nuts.
He just said
it.
I wanted to get a fourth episode.
I would have been upset. Yeah,
I played against Corsairs and I got tabled turn two. I'd never played them before. I mean, I was running all Gene Stealers, and I definitely picked the wrong side of the board. But you know, when you're in a game, and I was just like, I'm already standing here, and I don't want to have to walk around the other side of the table because I'm lazy. So I won the roll off. And the thing is, I won the roll off every. I never want to win that decide attack or defender roll off, but it's the only time I was rolling super hot the entire. And I was just like, I was just nailing that roll. And I was just like, I guess I'll be. And I basically just flipped a coin in my head afterwards. And I'm like, I guess I'll be attacker. But I chose defender. And I was like, I'm going to choose this side because I'm here. And that feels like. And it was such a bad side. I had like clumped together and they had blast. And that dude with the pistols, he just runs forward and just kills. Turn two tabling. I was just like, wow. The guy felt so bad for me. He's like, can I buy you a drink?
Oh, God. That's what you don't want to hear after a game of Kill Team.
I think that's like, just because he assumed you were easy after that game.
He's like, there's only one reason you lost this quickly because you want to get out of here. So can I buy you a drink? It was bad. It was a good
one.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Good
so
team
that's
to start.
Is that how many tournaments have you played at now, Russ? Is that are you starting to get to a few more of these? How's the experience been of playing a lot of these tournament stuff? Because I'm still yet to break my tournament cherry, if you will. Still too emotionally crippled and scarred to turn up in person somewhere. That's why we stick to this. But
I just had an amazing tournament run.
Oh, go on. Sorry, Russ.
I went two losses and one tie.
Nice.
Yeah, on a TTS tournament. Yeah.
Oh, well, I think that's probably harder because you feel like people, like, you can probably get more games in. I feel like if you're playing in person, there's a good chance that the person you're playing, this is the only chance he's got to play. Whereas if you're in TTS, you can probably get easier games because everyone got TTS can play. So it's probably a stiffer competition.
It was a casual one, but they were still better than me. Yeah.
He's like, no, not this game. This was really casual, and I was destroyed.
Like, who were you running?
I was trying to help you out.
Those three games.
I ran Death Guard, and I'm never. I totally walked on what you guys were doing. I apologize, but I'll come back. But I'm never playing a compendium team ever again. I'm done with the compendium. I'm burning it. I'm so done. Except for Scions, I'll never touch the compendium another day as long as I live. I'm done.
So you went
so
OG
done.
Death Guard. You didn't go
OG Death Guard. And I had to play. I had to play Corsairs, like the fastest team in the game. Yeah.
There you go.
So, anyways, that's me walking on your segments. I apologize, but
Again, it's been noted. It's an official strike.
Strike three now.
You'll be yellow card. That's technically yellow card. No, it's funny you mentioned about compendium. Russ, we will get back to you, I promise. But now I'm going to segue it. I'm going to keep going. He's out of here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
But I played a game this week. We did like a two-on-two type game, and it was two compendium teams versus I ran the Phobos. And my teammate, of course, was the classic Space Marine ally, the Commandos. Classic team up.
Classic pairing.
Versus it was Drakari and Necrons. And yeah, like I've been playing against a good friend who's been running the Necrons for a while, and that's it. I think he's at breaking point with
I was going to say
the moment he compares it against the specialist team. It's like, because he has to run all like, you know, to make it functional, he has to run pretty much all immortals.
Yeah, I was going to say, is he all immortals?
Yeah, and then it's like they basically barely make it out of their table edge.
Yeah.
the rest of the They're battle sort of happens spot, around them. Yeah.
Good shooting. That's it.
Great shooting. That's it. But it's like that two up and having to use Implacable March, but you can't score objectives.
Yeah.
Which is such a like a distinction to be like, the only time you need that movement is to score an objective.
Yes.
And you specify that I can't. It's like, come on, man. I like, give me loot and salvage or something afterwards. That they were in a rough spot, it feels like.
It was interesting having them. Like, I do sometimes like the 2-on-2 games because it adds an extra interesting element of synergies and stuff between two teams. So it was kind of cool watching the Drakkari and them work together, because all of a sudden they came up with a good plan where they had the, you know, witches getting the objectives and doing that, and the Necrons providing the heavy support and all that. But of course, then the witches start getting objectives and then they die very easily. So they were in a tough spot. It was a really tight game until turning point three, where they learnt that Vanguard, the tactic for Phobos, can be really powerful with the extra movement bonuses where they can climb stuff and all that. And the turn three ended up horrendous for them. But seeing that, we knew it was going to probably be an uphill battle for the compendium teams, but I'm definitely finding myself, I love a lot of them, but I don't really want to run them because I know they're going to have a bad day.
Just feels bad,
And even the extra models, like Death Guard's probably one of the ones that's an example of someone that obviously getting the extra model was a big boon, but against a lot of teams, they still struggle.
Just not enough, man. Just not enough, yeah.
So on that exciting note, RIP Compendium, Russ, tell us about the tournaments you've went to.
Well, I was running in the most recent one. I ran a Compendium team. I ran the classic Oops All Gene Stealers list.
Sweaty boy.
Well, the funny thing is, when the first time I started unloading the the models from my bag, I put them down. A couple of Gene Stealers came out, and the guy was like, "Oh, please tell me you're running all Gene Stealers." And I was just like, "Boom!
Yep, here's six more." Yep.
He was very more excited than me. He was running.
He thought, "Ooh, easy lunch." That's what he thought. Yeah.
Well, he was running Grey Knights, which I ended up tying. So it was 11 all. But technically he won because he scored more secondary, so that swings it. But I scored more primary points, but 11-11 tie. And it was, it was like, I think I'm running my, I know I should never have a heavy weapon with my Grey Knights. It's just, they're the only models I've got that are kind of like all nicely done. The other ones look much different, but I was thinking Falchions are great because you've got the Relentless, but having seen him play his, I'm sort of thinking, you almost don't want to be in combat with them because the Stormbolter is so good, and you can like disengage and fire with a Stormbolter and get pretty much reliably get all hits, which means you're doing some damage, and then you can maybe run him. But it's almost better if you get hit in combat to have a more powerful hit back than be able, because you only, if you're being charged, you're going to get hit a couple of times and die. So you probably want to do as much damage. And if you're in control, you probably want to shoot instead of charging and fighting. Just because they're so reliable, you drop the shoot twice and you just shoot instead of charging in, I feel like. But anyway, it was a good game.
An interesting point.
Very, very, very even. Well, obviously it was a tie, so it was exactly even.
Checks out.
It was pretty even,
And then obviously
it was pretty,
What was he running instead of the Falchions? What did he take instead? So He had all power weapons.
Okay. So I think it's lethal 5, and it does one more damage, I think, than the...
That's a power weapon. You should know that by now.
Don't. and I ran... and again, I changed my loadout a little bit. I had the Acid Maw, which is the Flamer pistol, and I basically... I'm not sure it's great, but I built them ages ago. So I think they've technically got a mix between Rending Claws and Scything Talons, but I ran them as double. I did a mix. Like when I fought Guard, I was like, I'm going Scything Talons so that if I run Feed, I can kill a Guard with a crit, like a single crit. So that's, but then if I was doing anything that wasn't Guard, I went Relentless and Rending with the double Rending Claws, just because I thought it'd be nice to get a bunch of hits reliably. And then I often ended up taking Infiltrate, so I would get Implant, and I could maybe like get implant, and then it was really good against guard with the scything talons because I could implant, get hit for like two with a gun butt or three if they critted, and then if they hit. So that was quite nice. Or I could like parry and then have enough to kill him with one crit and then still do an implant attack. But yeah, when I took, it was bizarre, when I took out the gene sealers for the second game against Corsairs, he was like, oh, I knew someone was going to be running these guys. And I was like, are they good?
But I just knew somebody. I knew some idiot would turn up with this list.
I knew some fool would bring the, because after, like, he was the guy that beat me in the second, like, by game two, like, round two. And I was just like, do you still, like,
because he said, just made eye contact with the bartender and was like, start making those drinks.
Cocktail. Because he was like, oh, about great grenade spam. He's like, oh, because grenade spam's ended, these guys might be better now. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. Hidden horror, because there's less indirect. But all what I noticed is all of the non-compendium teams have ways to counter hidden horror. Because hidden horror stops you being, if you're in conceal, you're concealed. But they have that something that will be, you're not in conceal. So it's like, yeah, you're not in conceal, or vet guard have the spotter that basically treats you as engaged. So because it's the wording says it treats you as engaged, technically you're not in conceal for the hidden horror to go off. You are classed as engaged for hidden horror, so they can kind of counter it. And to be honest, they're so fast, the Corsairs just got close enough.
God, it's brutal. They're so quick. It's disgusting.
You're gonna have a fun time.
That was kind of the knock. Everyone was like, when they first came out, everyone was like, oh, they're just fast, is that really that good? And now we've probably seen from a lot of the results, a lot of your other things, like videos I've watched and stuff like that, people are like, yeah, it turns out that is really good.
It's actually, pretty good. Yeah
everyone was like, that's really, well, just being fast, what's that it means you can get where you want and shoot people before they can do anything about it, kind of thing. Or or get your operatives to where they're at their strongest. So I'm looking forward to running some games with them again, just so I can be that OP jerk. That's good.
Yeah, I think the one thing I've taken from the tournaments, and if you've not, like I say, I would suggest it, because I was very not anti-tournament, but I'm in a podcast called Kill Team Casuals. I'm not a tournament player by any stretch, but it's great for just meeting like-minded people. Like, everyone's and I can't speak for every tournament, obviously, but I know Ben's talking about the KTO, lovely guys there. And the ones I go to, everyone there is really nice, super cool, like lovely community of people just wanting to play. And that is the lovely thing about it. But I'm trying to be a better player. I'm trying to learn a bit of things. And I'm thinking like deployment, and actually thinking about deployment is like,
it's huge.
It feels like it's so much bigger than I ever really give it credit for. I'm just like, I need to find a way. But like, you see the good players are like, reacting. I'm just like, damn, I'm really not doing any of this. Just like putting down. And yeah, I think there's a lot to be said between actually good deployment.
How have you guys both felt too with, I guess, when you learn the game and you start playing, I guess usually like most people, you're playing just amongst friends, so you're all sort of learning it together. Did you guys have any like rules awakenings or moments where you're like, damn, we've been playing that wrong, or we've been getting that slightly wrong, by then going to a tournament scene and someone going, you're close, but you can't do that, or you can do this, or you know, any moments where you're like, wow, me and my mates have been getting this, we've been butchering the game. Because that's my greatest fear, is it's like I've got the microcosm of my friends,
and everyone plays it that way,
and turns out we're playing a different game.
Well, actually, you're pretty blessed, Reese, because you have the whole internet to correct you when you the dangers of doing a bat rep is you just put yourself out there for the internet to crush.
I'm still getting corrected on my first battle report. There's still people watching that and going, hey, by the way, I didn't read the other comments, but you're an idiot, you missed this. And I'm like,
Still hurts. Still hurts 8 months later. Thanks for that fresh wound. I think it's a good thing. The guy who TOs the one, I've only been at one, so I can only really say I've experienced this guy. So Dan does the TO, and it's really good, because I find it's like you say, you get stuck in that like microcosm of this is how everyone understands the rule works in these groups, and you just play that. But it's great because the guy who does the TO, and like I say, Dan, he explains, he's like, well, this is how I would do it. And you go over the rule and you kind of basically just come to an understanding that it's that. But I learned that I was playing Wormblade wrong, but badly. Like, I was hindering myself. There was another guy there, Ben, who's one of the, like, he plays Wyrmblade. And I, you know, that whole cult ambush where you're like, you get to re-roll the dice. I was basically declaring the dice before I rolled. I was like, I'm going to re-roll twos if I miss, because that's how I read it. So I was being like, guess what? And then I roll them and it'd be like, oh, there's no twos, but there's like four ones. And he walked past and he's like, you know, you don't have to declare it, right?
Just in passing with his models, like...
He probably heard me, because I'm sitting here going, I'm going to re-roll twos if I get... And he's like, what's that guy saying? What a weird thing to state. Like, why would you state that? And then he walks past and he's like, you know, you don't declare it. You can re-roll. And I was like, you know what? That's amazing. Like, that makes them so much better than I realized.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I still lost almost every game I played with him, but... You know,
yeah, he told you turning point four, so that was, that was where
after he had me game, next, so he sidled up afterwards and was like, by the way, all through the game we played, you do know. He did tell me beforehand, but yeah, so it is quite good to, I think you're like, for exactly the reason you say, it's quite good to go to one of those tournaments. Just like every now and then, because the first guy I played on the first tournament I went to, he said the exact same thing. He's like, I really don't know if I'm playing the game right. So I kind of came here to make sure that I am. So if I say something and it's wrong, I'm not offended. I genuinely just don't know how to play that well, because we don't play that much. So just correct me. And he was really cool. And it just like, it was a good way to be like, I'll take it back to my gaming crew and then I'll teach them. Like, I'll feed it back to the local area.
Yeah, well, that's kind of how it works, isn't it? Like, that's exactly it. There usually does seem to be one or two people, I guess, the catalysts to get all the games going in each group. And if that person's the rules master, it's good for them to make sure that they know the rules as well. But you had a celebrity moment, I'm pretty sure, at the tournaments as well. Didn't you get recommended a particular YouTube channel you should check out?
It was odd. It does feel weird. Like, someone was like, oh yeah, like narrative play, the GFN game. I was like, oh, it's actually me. It was weird. It was very nice, very wholesome.
And then you charged him. You were nice to him. You only charged him like $10 for your signature, right?
For a headshot. Yeah.
I was really generous of you, I thought.
Yeah.
Really big of you. Yeah.
25.
That's better than the normal. That's better than the normal 40.
I gave him a discount. He just didn't know it was a discount because I'd never done it before.
Yeah, he charged me 40.
I was like,
40.
In my mind,
I had to.
I was
pay
like,
40.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you get extra. You get taxed because I dislike you actively.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So I added on. So I basically took off. Yeah.
I want to know how you keep doing direct debits from my account. That's like, I'm getting these monthly, it's like Imperium magazine. I'm getting these monthly headshots of Russ that I never ordered. Yeah. This time he's in a skivvy. This time he's swimsuit edition. Yeah. Ben, you've got you're bringing Kill Team back to Florida in a big way. You are, I believe, the mayor or mayor, depending where you're from. or the John Mayer
I'm a big John Mayer guy. Don't get me started. I'm actually a big John Mayer guy. Yeah. I'm a huge John Mayer guy. Don't get me started. Now I want to talk about John Mayer.
There'll be an acoustic set at the end of this.
Nah, you've done it. Reece.
He's more than an acoustic pop player. He's a blues legend, I tell you right now. Anyways, sorry.
Wow. That's a new segue.
Bon Jovi. I also love Bon Jovi. Florida Kill Team. We're up to is a Discord group that some of the guys in Tampa, they already had, and now they changed it from a Tampa group to the Florida Discord, and so we're kind of it's a team effort, and we're up to like 55, I think, people in there, and so we have like. There's weekly meetups in Tampa, Orlando, some of the Orlando guys. I know I'm just throwing out random cities in a state that nobody cares about, but the people who live here. There's meetups happening all over, and it's pretty cool, man. It's pretty cool. And so we're getting it started. Even some people in my town, which has normally been like Ocala, it's like a Kill Team, you know, desert. And so it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. We're getting somewhere, and hopefully we'll have a statewide, you know, it's easy for the guys in England to have big meetups because they just, you know, I'll walk a few blocks down the street, we're gonna have a statewide meetup, eventually.
Midwinter Minis is making too much noise downstairs. Oh, this is embarrassing.
Poor guy. You have to tell him to keep it down again. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, so that's what we've been up to, and I haven't met up with the guys in a little bit, but But yeah, but they're all meeting up, and it's been a good time.
That's good. Growing great, the hobby love is always fantastic. So it's
Kill
cool
Team ambassador
that.
Now.
Yeah, it feels yes. good. It's a big feel good thing because like everybody who's in the group, honestly, it does feel good. Like
you know
everybody
what, I'm
in the group,
Kill Team single handedly, and you know what? It does feel good.
It feels good. Pat myself on the back. Yeah, and but it's like because everybody in the group was like, I thought I was the only person in Florida who was interested in Kill Team, and so it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I think
great.
I'm going to have to do something like that for myself down here as well in the land down under.
Down
gonna,
under,
we got to down under. We got to definitely get more of a scene going. I feel like sometimes, we got to get up and about. Maybe I mean the difficulty here is the opposite of Russ is each neighborhood is 900 kilometers away from each other. You know, like I'm in an apartment block, but even my apartment above me is still 10 kilometers away. So. And there's rabid drop bears between here and there. So
you gotta watch out for them, man.
Absolute nightmare getting anywhere. It's a different kind
of
kill team.
You have to fight them off just to get in the door. Yeah. Koala team. Yeah.
It's tough. It's tough.
Nobody laughed at that. I just want to go back because nobody laughed, so I'm sure you didn't hear it. So I'll just repeat that joke. Koala team. You guys just must not have heard me. You guys must have just not heard me when I said it the first
time.
You
definitely cut in us laughing in the edit. Like a 100%.
Take a laugh from like one of your
cut.
One of like Reese's like jokes. Laughing. Yeah. I'll take the laugh from one of Reese's jokes and just put it in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just put a laugh track in. Let's us just assume where the audience is having a bit of a chuckle. I think it's great. Now, a big interesting thing, Russ, I'm not sure if you're ready for this, so this could also hit the edit floor, but we've been talking about bringing new segments to the show, and you had an idea. You brought something to the chat. We were talking about it, and I'm excited about it.
I had my annual idea for 2022. It was this one.
And it was came up with this?
I'm already looking forward to 2023. It's obviously in the bath. All my best ideas come to me in the bath.
Thank you.
Again, because that's why it's an annual thing. I generally
jokes
bathe
on
in March.
Jokes. Hat on a hat, but yet it's working. Yeah. Wow. Like, jokes on jokes.
Like an onion.
So obviously at this point we're gonna have a little graphical something happen.
Nice
little
callback.
Sound bite. Ben, you figure it out, yeah? I've got a trial one to like my idea behind these is it's the I think it's I'm not sure if it's if it translated to you guys, but there was like this British thing where there would be a tedious link, so it would basically be something that ties to the thing it's talking about, but so tediously that it becomes a way of thought to even try to understand these. So I've got an example of one, and I'm just going to read it out, and then I'm going to tell you what it is. After, like, we'll go through it, so you get the idea of what we're looking for, and then I've got a real one. So
this feels really fleshed out. This feels really fleshed out. Yeah.
Like I came back from, I was in a wedding yesterday, and I came back, and my plan was to like brainstorm this, and I sat down and just napped for like 5 hours, and then I woke up and I was like dribble everywhere, and I was like oh no, and then I just basically googled the first thing I could see. So cue the music, Ben.
Good luck to us, we'll only say this once, it's finally time for Legions of Russ.
Okay, and now the music's gone. So, the first one I've got, this is Legions of Legions. So, here's the clue. Guess at home, shout out. If you're on a middle of like public transport, shout it loudly, obnoxiously loud, too loud. What would you get if Samwise Gamgee's favorite vegetable started up a detective agency? So this is a 40. Sorry, I should probably explain what it is. It's a Legion. So remember that.
The last time.
This is the example. So basically, it's going to be. I need to do the premise first. I'll come back to the riddle again. The premise is I am going to give you a riddle based around the name of a chapter of Space Marines to start with. We might extend it out to different, like, Orc groups or whatever, but we're starting with the Space Marine Legion. So it's going to be a chapter, any account of founding, and it's going to be a slight riddle slash tedious link for you guys to guess the name. And then once we've got through the name, we're gonna give you a little something, a little sanson about said chapter, a little bit of a fact, a little bit of a fun fact about them. So the example of this test one is, what would you get if Samwise Gamgee's favorite vegetable started up a detective agency? So this is the trial one. So we'll start off easy. What is Samwise Gamgee's favorite vegetable?
It's the potato custodes.
So yes and no.
Okay.
Potato. So think potato.
Okay.
So potato. Just so you know, it's a very obscure legion.
Okay.
So chapter, you probably won't get it, but we'll see if we can get it from the clue. So potato.
It's not like a nickname, or it's not like the Spuds or something like that. Like
it could be.
Okay.
It could be a nickname on potato, a way you say it. Ooh. But think of so this is the second part of the clue. So the first, is what if they started up a detective agency? So what is think Private Eye. What are some nicknames for Private Eyes?
A gumshoe.
Something like that. Keep going. Think gumshoe. What's another nickname? I think it's a US slang for a private eye, a detective.
I was going to say private eye.
Yeah.
It's You're slightly American, rude. Ben. You should know this.
I want to put this out of the way, get this out of the way. I'm never going to get one of these. My brain is these like firing, like the receptors in my brain are never going to fire on this.
The whole point
detective.
Is
that it's a
dick. Bad. Dick. Okay. So dick.
A dick.
And then.
Dictator. No, so
you're very close.
What?
So a plural of potatoes, but the way you said it, you said tatoes. Samwise Gamgee, taters.
Dictators.
That's the thought process going behind it.
So, what? What have you just done, Russ?
So this is how you get to the answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's dictators, Precious?
So, basically, boil them, mash them, stick them in a few. Taters. That was the clue. Dictators, apparently, I did look this up. Basically, I saw dictators and I saw taters and I was like, oh, Samwise Gamgee. And I was like, hang on, I've got something here. It's not gold. It is utter rubbish. But there's nothing to be like, there's nothing about the dictators. They are like a nothing.
Oh.
Like subchapter, there's no.
Oh, people are gonna be like, hyped on that one. Then good choice for a first one. People are gonna love that.
Yeah. Well, no, that was the test. Now I've got some facts about the next one. So are you ready? That's how they work.
Awesome.
So I'm gonna give you another one.
We get.
And I'm gonna
for
no,
that.
You get nothing. Nil point.
This is the worst game.
Should
show.
We keep scores?
Yes.
Who gets it right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So sure. Reese, you get nothing for that one. But next time,
or do we work as a team? I don't know. We'll figure it out. Maybe we'll split
I think
the
you
points.
You guys should help each other.
Spoken like a guy who said he's not gonna get any.
Yeah. That's loser talk right there, Ben. Talk.
Should we grade this on a curve, guys? I'm just thinking. Yeah. I'm just you know, riffing.
Okay, so Ben, if you can cue up the jingle for Legion Russ, please.
Good luck to us. We'll only say this once. It's finally time for Legions of Russ.
Okay, and now it's come through. We're back into the game. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh.
To Legions of Russ.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having me, Russ. It's a pleasure to be
yep.
here.
Well, it wasn't my idea. I bet you're here now, aren't you? Wow. So this one, like, I'm not going to lie, this one's even, if you thought the previous one was a stretch, this one might be a stretch too far. So
great.
Try and break them down into their individual segments is all I can say to help. So are you ready?
Yep.
Sure.
Are you at home? Are you ready to guess? So here it is. Here's the clue. A hot or cold popular Swedish man who has just come from Vital Juices. A hot or cold, again, break him down, popular Swedish man who has come from Vital Juices.
Is the Give popular Swedish man like Sven?
Yes, you're very close with that idea. All right. Thinking. Okay, right, so try and think of the first section.
Is there,
hot
is there
or
some
cold?
Blood? Is there some blood going on here?
Oh, maybe. Vital juices, potentially.
I'm glad you went. I went a different way with vital. When I heard the word juice.
Well, I had to censor myself. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you went that way. So,
throw some guesses out.
Something hot or cold.
Hot or cold. What are we describing when we say hot or cold?
Temperature.
Oh. Yeah.
And what was the other one you thought? Oh.
Temp Sven blood.
You're closer
blood.
Than you.
Blood.
You are closer than you think. So
Templar
a popular
blood, Templar blood drinkers. Templar.
You're very close. So Templars.
Yeah.
Templars.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna give you the set of the blood. Templars of blood. Sorry. Templars of blood. You see, you guys got it.
Wow. Hey, we did okay on that.
Yeah.
I think you guys did a lot better. There you go. So Templars of
Templars blood. Of blood. Okay.
So I'm going to give you a little something about the Templars of Blood. Can you guess what their successor chapter is? I'm going to assume you guys can.
I mean, I would imagine, what, Blood Angels?
There you go. It's a pretty easy one. So they're a Blood Angel successor chapter.
I mean, it could have been Templars. That was a 50-50 on that
I mean,
one.
It could have been any of them, really, let's be fair. They're all kind of nuts. They are Loyalist Space Marine chapter of an unknown founding. But the cool thing about these, I say cool, they're all, it's quite cool. And the Blood Angels, so they're quite combat heavy. But the thing about them is that they are somehow less affected by the black rage that plagues the Blood Angels. So they do suffer from the same genetic flaw that gives them this kind of black rage. But for some reason, unknown,
interesting.
There's this theory that it's not other Blood Angels ascribe it to their fierce zealotry and their love of the Emperor and Sanguinius, and that they're really devout, and that's how they've overcome the blood range. But there's others who believe that this boon is through dark and secretive means, and apparently the Inquisition is yet to investigate them.
Ooh.
But it's one of those things that is the origin of their strength against the dark rage of dark a dark secret that plagues this chapter or not, it's unknown at the moment, but they are notably more resilient to it. There is a famous blood Templar of blood called Captain Christoph.
Good guy
Yeah, good guy. No, he's a funny guy. I don't really know. Yeah, he'd been part of the Death Watch.
Is there more?
he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
You know what? He's a lovely guy.
Yeah.
He's a lovely man. He's a wizard at Canasta, if you can get him playing. Yeah,
he's got the time. Great,
he knows the party games.
Is there a scheme for this chapter that I could put up on screen? I just want to say this is going to be an easy episode to edit. I feel like
the easiest one so far.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
I must say, though, so far with the intro song that you obviously sing yourself, John Mayer's style, I would also say...
Oh, don't tempt me, guys. Don't tempt me. Do not tempt me. Do you want a Legions of Rust John Mayer style?
I want a John Mayer Legions of Rust intro. I mean, I'm saying that like it hasn't already happened. It will happen.
You guys heard it.
It's happened
live. You guys have just enjoyed it. We have yet to hear it, but I imagine the video with hair blowing in the wind and just... windmilling on, you know,
open,
yeah,
doves in the background, yeah, so just small scale, nothing huge.
Moving.
It was how
many American flags do you have? Because I think you should put them all in the video,
on that cliff edge. It was amazing.
Well, that was Legions of Rust.
Good job, Russ.
Yeah, appreciate
that. That was good. I feel like we did pretty good on that one.
Yeah,
you did better than I thought you would do. Better than I hoped, certainly.
I got to be honest. Your Sven thing is what gave me the Lars, like the Sven Lars that you cracked. If you hadn't cracked the Sven code that early, I feel like I would have really struggled.
A Sven code. That's actually one of my
favorite. Did we decide who actually won this one then? Did Ben take the victory?
I opened the door. I mean,
it was a team effort.
I agree with Ben. We should definitely split the points because he got the
That's the Ben way to do it, right? Yeah.
I'm keeping a score. I'm going to put
write it down.
1-0.
One nil.
There was no prize.
hopefully it's going to be something we'll keep doing. I mean, I'm sure they'll get better, but we'll keep bringing some ideas.
No, no, they probably won't. That was a solid week's effort to get them written down. I lied about the whole wedding thing.
Woke up from a nap and went, geez, I got an idea.
Yeah. Did I already do that or was I dreaming?
Yeah.
Let's just assume I've already done it.
Pickled egg haze. You're just like, yeah. Oh, I got an idea.
The constant haze.
Oh, man.
So for everyone listening, hopefully all subscribe to the three channels they're listening, you know, that they're of the hosts they're listening to now. What do you guys got coming up on your channel hopefully this week?
How about you, Reese? When you start with you, Reese. What you got going on this week?
Thanks, Reese. Thanks for asking. Good question.
You're welcome, Reese.
I've been the worst because I'm still working on the battle report from our Phobos challenge.
Celestian Lions.
Oh no, this is the Templars. We did with the Phobos challenge.
Way to pay attention.
Hope you cut.
Oh yeah,
again.
Of course, it's the desk. Yeah.
Look, still Sons of Dawn. Still Sons of Dawn. So you're technically in the ballpark.
I'll do better, guys. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Can you take his point off, actually, for that?
It's gone. Consider it gone.
Really. Oh, that hurts. That hurts.
So, yeah, hopefully in the next day or two, I'll have that report done. It's just been a bit of a hectic time. I got a new computer and then resetting up everything for the edit, refresh.
Oh, yeah.
So many little things I didn't realize I would have to bring across and change. So I was like, no excuses, but I've got plenty of them. So I'm really excited to get that up. And then straight back into a couple more battles and hopefully getting, some novitiates and the Corsairs on the table too for the follow-up game as well. So that's what's going to be coming up next week in a bit.
Have you got any pictures of the Corsairs up on Instagram? I feel like I've seen your Death Watch up there recently.
Yeah, not just yet. They're literally here. I've just got to finish the basing. So today we'll get some little photos of the of the boys once the bases are done. So I tried to make them as bright, you know, in contrast to a lot of the other things I paint. So I went a bit more like, you know, flamboyant pirates that they are. I lent into that.
That's fair.
That's cool.
I was very happy with the little... the Pokemon bird, the little Felchu. I made a nice
little, ooh, I like that little fade color trip.
Little color fade and stuff. So just some fun with some with the contrasts and just having a bit of a play with them. I'm gonna go get the new contrast paint for yellow because the Imperial Fist one, because I'm excited about that as well, because I painted a lot of yellow and it's never quick or easy. It's painful.
Nice.
But it seems to be a good one. Everyone raves about that one.
Yeah,
from
yes. Yes. So I'm excited to be a shill for that color. If it's good, I will
cash in on that G Dubs money.
I'll be like, send me one for free. And they'll be like, how about we charge you double? I'm like, yeah.
I'll take it. You drive a hard bargain, but I'll take it.
And when you try and make a video, we'll slap you with a cease and desist. We don't want the kind of press you give us, Reese.
Yeah. We don't want your riffraff. Yeah. I have my video that, fingers crossed, will come out at the same time this comes out on Monday. We'll see. I have a lot of theme songs to write and graphics to come up with for this. Thanks, Russ. So we'll see. But the next thing on my channel will be sort of another hobby video. I recently put out a hobby video, and I'm putting out another hobby video this time, but going over how I built my Legionary Red Corsair's anointed, and he's kind of like he's given himself over to Papa Nurgle, sort of subtly but not so subtly, and tons of green stuff work, and I'm pretty happy with it. He's like he's got a bunch of tentacles going on. I'll spoil it, say a tentacle heavy model, and so that'll be the next thing coming up on my channel if it's not already out already. And if it's not out when it does come out, please like hassle Russ in the comment section for it, because it's his fault that it took this long to get out, for sure.
Because of the edits.
How good the theme songs will be.
Yeah. Can I just say, and you know I don't like to compliment you, Ben, but that one you did about the green stuff with the Feral's Tusk video, as someone who is newer to green stuff, I actually genuinely found that very, very useful. I found that very helpful. So someone, this is weird. I feel uncomfortable. This is a genuine compliment. if you are thinking of, I feel icky. Yuck. I feel gross. But if anyone is just starting to get into green stuff or just starting to use it, there's some really good little tips and tricks. So, make sure you do check that out because it's really Some things that myself that I've already sort of started, and now it's good to know I kind of missed some things to go back and pick up on. So good video. Oh,
thank you, man. Yeah. Thank you.
It was, yeah, it's horrible to say, but it was a lovely. Well, it was like,
this is, I don't like this. I like this, but I don't like this. Yeah.
I'm going to go shower.
We like this less.
Yeah. So more green stuff. There are some incredible green stuff artists out there that I'm like just barely getting to the point where I feel like.
And I'm one of them. And I'm the best of them. So watch my videos. Don't go to those other schmucks that don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
One-stop shop, that's what he says.
Yeah.
He's top three, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I am like just getting to the point. Ooh, doggo alert. Just getting to the point where, a millennial who says doggo, just take me out and kill me now. So I'm just getting to the point where I feel like I could give some people pointers if they're just starting off, because I am not one of the great green stuff artists out there. But I'm just starting to find my way. Yeah.
No, I think the tips on the hair was like the doing the, well, I don't want to spoil the video, watch the video and get the tips, but like, it was genuinely quite useful. Cause I find that is actually, I think it's one of the first things that people try is to do hair. Like I'm looking back at some of my early kit bashes, I was like, hair is one of the first thing I try to do, like for Space Wolves or, that's a cute dog.
Dog number two.
Dog number two. What, and that's all green stuff work, is it, Reese?
Yes. So you can see here, this is the crosshatch pattern on the...
Yeah. Oh, wow. Excellent. Yeah. Wow.
And then, well, actually, where's my scalpel? Hang on, let me show you.
Yeah. But no, it was genuinely, it was useful to like the technique. Instead of just being like, here's how I do it, you actually have a technique and explain why you do it that way, which is actually quite useful versus just follow what I'm doing.
Oh,
like
you
could,
man,
just listen to that technique and go like, okay, so the cross hatching, and then it's actually a useful thing that I will remember,
as
opposed
really
to
cool
just
to
watching
hear.
Someone. Yeah, no, I think it's like, it's good. Yeah, it's good to have a technique and be able to explain it quite succinctly, and you do that quite well. And that's the last thing I say.
Let's cut it off right there. Let's move on to somebody insult me quick. Yeah,
if something has to go, can that be it?
Trust me, I will take it out. Yeah,
edit that bit out.
Russ, what about you, man? What's coming up?
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I was like, oh, yeah.
Anyways.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah. Cut me out. No, I'm ahead. I've got a video out. No,
I already hate you on
Monday.
It.
Yeah, sorry. No, I've got a video that's already ready. Yeah, I'm the worst, aren't I?
So you just felt like putting me more behind. I see. Yeah.
Yeah. I could edit this. I've got enough free time. I'm not going to offer. The fact that it will cause you trouble is more than worth it for me.
It brings you joy. Yeah. I get it. Yeah.
I was going to say it's odd, but I don't think it is. I think it's quite normal.
I
mean, Reese were talking about it recently, and it just feels like
we talk.
It feels good. Yeah. Just
I get it.
Wholesome.
I understand.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you've met you. You get it, right?
Oh, trust me. I have to look at this face look at this face in the mirror every day. I get it. Trust me.
But yeah, so I've got it'd be a narrative game. I'm trying to. I put a poll out to see what people like the idea, because there's some guys that in the local tournament scene who are really into narrative games, and I've only got like, if I include myself, Emma, and like there's like three people currently really involved in the current narrative, and we're all like double using teams just to make, and so it's a bit like, oof, it's quite a lot going on. So I think next time I'm just gonna have the actual players. Hopefully, if I can get actual players just playing their own thing, so everyone can just stick to one, and that'll feel more like an actual narrative campaign. Because, like I say, I'm like doing like two or three different armies, and it's hard to keep it like level. But yeah, so a local, I think a couple of local guys play tournament scenes also like narrative. And it's a guy who's got an amazingly beautiful Tau team, kit bashed off Gaunt's Ghosts.
Wow.
He looks so cool, and he said he was up for doing narrative games, so I'm hopeful.
Ooh, very cool.
And Tau won the vote, is the other thing I mentioned. So I put a couple of like things up saying, who would you like to see? So someone did say Gene Steelers and Nids, and I'm like, would you watch the current campaign? Like, I do, like, you obviously haven't watched the current game. It's there up there.
Shafer mustache, please.
Yeah, just a Shafer campaign.
Just a Shafer campaign.
Shafe stash.
So yeah, so Kroot, Tau, and Farstalkers, I basically put as like, because they're quite easy to glump them together. So I think they won, and I think it was Orcs and Commandos came second. So I might be trying to look. I know there's loads of local Commandos players. So it might be Tau versus Orcs. But yeah, I've got a, it's Phobos versus the Wyrmblade.
Oh,
the most
nice.
Recent Ooh, narrative
cool.
one.
The
yeah,
Commandos would be
cool.
great. They're such a thematic looking team as well, and all the different op- they've got so much
a lot of
they're
character
one
of,
visually
already.
They're one of my favorite like teams. I just think yeah. there's so much character to them. They're amazing.
They are very cool. I still need to finish painting mine, actually. They're one of the first teams I've got, and I've still not finished painting them. That's how far behind I am. That's like
I made
the first
a,
set.
A veteran move and sold mine.
Really?
Oh man.
Yeah. Yeah, because a friend really wanted to play them, so I was like, oh, I'm going to play against him. So it was like a good way to get a team to play against. So I was like, well, I they would have still been in the pile of shame otherwise. So I was like, this way, he gets them, he paints them, and I get to play against them. So,
oh, very cool.
That's the best way to do it, I think. That's good.
Yeah. Well, the other thing to make sure, is there, we talk about, is there any other exclusive or outside of Kill Team stuff that you guys have been playing?
Go on, Ben.
Playing
something.
Looking at, like, obviously we talked Dead Zone earlier, which has been really, really interesting. I think, Russ, you mentioned the game with monkeys in it. You know, there's
Monkeys in a Barrel. He's been playing Monkeys in a Barrel. Yeah, yeah. He
Some
dug it out
of
painted
his Monkeys in a Barrel I've ever seen.
Yeah. I think we've all, one that we can all probably agree on is that we've all been sort of working and thinking and sort of building some Dead Zone stuff, right?
Mm.
And because we've, the good people at Mantic, we're all sort of, you know, because of they're so good and kind and generous, charity, really, I would consider it as charity, have provided us with some boxes for us to make some videos and content on. So that'll be coming eventually for all of us. I'm probably the most behind on that, as usual. But that, and then not a game, but I've been looking at some War Games Atlantic, some of their models, and looking into some of that stuff. So that's what I've been doing recently. So just thinking about other game systems, but not actually playing them yet. But I will.
Admiring the plunge from afar.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What about you, Russ? Anything apart from Dead Zone, or you've been? Because obviously you talked about the models, so you're well underway building some stuff. But is there anything else you've been looking at?
I've not cracked open the rules yet. I've briefly looked at the army lists, because when the whole like Leagues of Voltan came out, I was looking at the, I think they're called the Iron Fathers, which is the Dead Zone equivalent, and there's some pretty cool models. So I was like, oh, that'd be quite cool. I've been looking at some more one page rules. So my brother's going to come up, and we generally play Warhammer Fantasy. Last time we played, it was like a long game because we were a bit rusty on the rules. We went for 6th edition, so we kind of keep going back to the rule book, just because we don't play it frequently, but it's like quite a cool system. So we played their one-page rules, Skirmish or Battle Line, or so their equivalent of Fantasy, basically. And we played their one-page rules equivalent of Age of Sigmar, and they're really fun. It was a nice pick up and play, because as soon as you played one game, they've got like 3 stats, like quality, movement, and something. Like, it's so easy to just know what's going on. The rules are so, it's just really like a real casual game, but some like a lot of fun, and you can insert your own scenarios, and it's really nice. I mean, obviously it's built around you already having invested in another game quite heavily, so like having the models ready, it always, you know, it makes it more fun because you've got a whole big arm and you're like, oh, 7 hours to set up a game and play a game of Fantasy, or like let's get a little bit tipsy and just roll some dice and like have you know what I mean, like that. So that's quite 100%. Nice. So he's coming over and that is the vibe is have some beers, have some pizzas and play some games, and it doesn't really matter. Like, I'd much prefer 2 hours of solid gameplay than an hour of gameplay and like an hour of discussing rules. So
sure.
I think we're gonna go for Grimdark Firefight, so the 40k version, which does mean I've got to paint up a lot of minis, which I've just realized now because he's coming. Yeah, okay.
So you've got a plan for the rest of the night.
Yeah. I just realized this, we're on Friday night, or technically Saturday morning now, like just past midnight on Friday. So I will this weekend be painting up minis for that game. But yeah.
Nice.
But that's about it. How about you, Reese? What you've been looking at these days?
I've still been slowly venturing into the big boy land of 40K. So still playing a few games. Unfortunately, it's still a matchup predominantly against the friend I'm kind of learning alongside, his Drakari versus my Imperial Fist / Celestial Lions. Not the best matchup. I've had to learn the hard way that the Drakari are a bit of a hard counter to them. But I finally had a big victory the other night. Things went my way. Nice. The tears were all worth it. Really, really enjoying it. I think it's still, as Russ was sort of touching on there, I still prefer Kill Team in terms of that game. Yep, have a few beers, and you can just crack straight in. I do love the thing I'm still really loving is the list building element, which I still think Kill Team misses a little bit. I genuinely love that when I finish a game of 40K, the first thing I'm kind of like is, what can I do with my list next time to build it differently? What worked, what didn't? Whereas a lot of Kill Team stuff, unfortunately, it might be your tactics change heavily. There might be some small equipment changes, maybe an operative in and out, maybe. But if you've got a roster, probably not. It's just changing that little roster a bit. So that's one thing I'm definitely enjoying. I'm still really keen to have a little bit more of a look into Warhammer Underworld as well. I just want to have a bit of a...
Ooh, interesting.
Again, just one of those ones that's plug and play kind of dynamic. You've only got the teams are quite small. You might have 3 to 5 models. It's got like the preset, hexagon movement. You've got your boards. It's kind of, once you got the starter set, you bring it out, plop some models on the board and you can start playing. I definitely, some nights that's just what you're in the mood for, just being able to get the dice rolling as quick as possible.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, 100%. The models for Underworld are like insane, super cool.
Great, yeah.
That's one of the biggest draw cards for me. As the new teams come out, I just see them. I'm like, and because they're smaller teams too, just like they go, oh, that would be a cool, paint challenge. Like just that one just team,
a day or two, yeah.
Just a day or two, just different models, things you haven't painted. That's kind of what I like. Whereas, sometimes when you go 40K, I'm painting another big squad of the same, and they're all the same color. And mind you, I made my life easy painting quick gold on Space Marines. It can be quite quick, but when you've done gold for the 9,000th time, you are like, geez, I wouldn't mind painting something a little bit different, mix it up a bit, So it's definitely an interesting one. I even did think for the channel, is that something I'd like to show off? But not just yet. I don't want to. I'm having enough trouble getting my Kill Team battle reports done on time, let alone adding a new game in. And sometimes you just want to play for the fun. You don't always want to make every one of them a feel like a work thing. You want to enjoy every game.
So have you played any games of it so far?
Yeah, just a couple of test games. Got the starter set, which is like the one that's got the Stormcast who's the other team in that?
Is it like Shadow Spire or something like that?
No, it's literally like the very, very first one. It's got like the what are they called? The
Soul
Ghost Dogs.
hold on. Russ has a riddle for this. Wait.
Oh, go on. Sorry. Okay.
Okay, they. I've got nothing. I was trying to think. It's too late.
We've got a new segment for next week.
I have to wait for a year.
But yes, I played a couple of games and really enjoyed it. And the I guess the big difference between that and a lot of the other, I guess, Games Workshop things is obviously the card aspect. So the building the decks. Mm. So it's kind of interesting. So you can play the same models, but they can play quite differently depending how you build the cards. So even that's kind of cool. If you're not necessarily massively into building a big army, you can have one army that you can play multiple ways, which I think is pretty cool.
Have you guys ever played? I don't know why I start a sentence when I don't know the finish of it, but I had it in mind. The Song of Ice and Fire. It is just a Song of Ice and Fire, isn't it? I think it's just called that, the board game.
Yeah.
Because they've got an interesting, because it feels kind of, not 40K, but like a big battle, but you've also got a slight card game going on as well. And like, they've got like, is the card game aspect is kind of like the I've only played it like twice, so I might be misremembering a little bit, but there's like politics side of it, and you have like a political character. Like if you're the Lannisters, you might have a Tyrion Lannister who's like, it's an interesting aspect of the war. So you've got the battle going on, and then the slight card game works as into things happening in the background that might mean you get something that impacts the battle, but it's like a political machinations. And I do quite like the idea of like a card game that melds with the like the models game.
Yeah,
I've got it, but I've never picked it. I've never started it, so I was kind of going to ask how easy it is to get into.
I mean, I found that one quite easy. I mean, the only experience I've had with the Game of Thrones was my local game shop's got a lot of the models, and I always find myself, I'm really interested. I keep always pick it up and be like, oh, that's cool, and that's cool, because it's all a lot of even things from, like, I guess the expanded lore or the books that didn't make the series, the units you haven't heard of. It's all very cool. But I find it's pretty seamless. Like, that game is designed, the cards are at the heart, so it's very very plug and play, which is again, nice. That ease of thing, and that the starter set, everything you need, so you can just play that and swap teams and have some fun. So sounds like I work for them. I don't. just sorry, everyone. Like, they're not paying me, I promise. I just sometimes they do things that are okay. That's all. Okay.
I got the Beast Grave, which I think was the second version, but I again, like, just because I loved the models, and I thought if I get the rules, I'll feel like there was a reason why I bought all these stuff, like the kits individually, more than just the models. But I've never, it felt like almost more like a board game in a weird way. Like, you had cards and less like a miniatures game. And I thought maybe I could like convince some friends who are on the fence. I was like, this might be a good gateway drug to like the old plastic crack. I thought maybe I can get them hooked on this, and then who knows? But yeah, I never got out myself.
The one thing that I think is its strongest suit is because you've got that board that's clearly got like the you can move here, you can't move here kind of thing. You never have to worry about terrain or measurement arguments. You know, it's never like, wait, can he move that far?
Right,
there's no, you know, you don't have to worry about climbing things. You don't have to worry about jumping. You don't have to worry about can they do this? Is that base block? They're either in it or they're not. You know, and they can either go in there or they can't. And that's sometimes, you know, the one of the easiest, the things that can slow down a lot of other games is that measurement, is that getting it right, is getting your placement. I understand the strategy and why we do that, but sometimes it's good not to have to worry about that.
I do think that's a good strength of Kill Team, the fact that they were just like, you know what, you don't have to, for the most part, you don't have to measure that you're in range. Because I did find like the most of the part was like, as soon as someone pulls out the tape measure and they're like, and they look at it a few times and they look at you and you're like, and we both know it's out of range, but you're going to ask me. You do that class thing where you measure it and you go, right, this is out of range. Let's measure it a different way and move the measuring pattern. And then you go, does that look into you? And you know it's not, but you're looking for affirmation. You're just like, if you say it is, I know in my heart of heart I'm out of range. I'm going to ask you nicely. And I'm going to say, do you want another coffee?
Give
do
you me this?
Help yourself to a donut. Is this in range for my blaster?
I'll sleep all right.
It's like, well, it's a 12-inch weapon and you're 14 inches away. So why are you asking me if it's in range?
Over here, bro.
So I do like that they've kind of done away with that, because I felt like that. I mean, there's other things to argue about that, but that always felt like the most awkward one where you're like, well, I know you just moved that model an inch extra than it should have moved to get in range of this thing that you know you should have been out of range it. So
do you guys ever just let it go because you don't have the fight in you anymore?
Yes,
always let it go.
And you don't want to have to, you don't have to let it go, but you do.
It's like, I'm well within my rights to argue this, but it's just not worth it.
If it matters that much to that person that they've pushed it that extra inch, I'm like, if this is going to make your day and ruin mine, like,
I'm like,
or in my case, if you play against me and then I put it on the internet, then you just get called out by other people, and I'm okay with that too.
Super passive aggressive.
Unfortunately, it just turns out I'm the cheat most of the time. People call me. I don't think my opponent's ever been called out once. It's disgusting.
It's just like, it doesn't matter what you do. It's like, are those barrels not drilled, Reese?
Then
you just rinsed by the internet.
I'm like, nah, it's just having a good time. I'm gonna go
just trying to enjoy a game that I like.
Gonna play Underworlds, guys. Just go narrative, and then I can make up the rules.
It's like Russ. Well, you don't have to follow the rules. You can just do whatever you want. Yeah,
that was a bit of shade.
I forget the rules that I make. That's the problem. I played a game recently where I made up custom mission rules, and I went away for like it did something, and then I came back to edit it, and I started editing. Going right, cool. What? And I was like, what? What was I doing? Like, how did we score this game? I made some notes, and I was reading it, going, oh no. I had to rewatch all the footage to remember what we decided was the game winning strategy. I was like, that's hilarious. No. I was just like, I've made it too complicated.
I found that too. Even just sometimes with scoring in games, like going back and then watching it later. You know, it's like in live replay, you get to watch and you do see, you go, oh wait, that score was slightly different. Like I missed the fact that they scored that, or I gave them the point, but how the hell did they score it? And then you've got to go back and work out at which moment that happened. And yeah, you become a bit of a dick, actually, a bit of a private investigator. trying to work it all out. Oh, well, I think that's a good spot to leave it, lads. What do you reckon?
I think that's
pretty amazing chat.
To edit there, right?
Yeah, I've got kids knocking down the door that I've got to go be a dad to. So yeah, I say so.
Yeah. No, that's thank you so much to everyone out there. If you're listening or watching, make sure you are jumping on board, following, subscribing, liking on the YouTube for Battle Brothers Tabletop, GFN, and myself. Freeze to Wound. That's the shout out hands. That's they're moving. If you're listening, if you can probably hear them whipping by the microphone.
Making the sign of the Aquila.
Yes. And if you are listening on the podcast machine, it helps heaps. Ben, the podcast doctor, tells us that if you leaving reviews goes a long way to helping us continue to dominate the charts. We were in the charts over in Great Britain. So thank you to the founding just, lands
just
you know,
tipped out by BBC Gardening World.
Yeah,
how do you compete with that giant? Nah, how do you compete with those giants?
We're not here to. We're just second place is A-OK for us.
we're just graced to be even considered,
even in their presence. Yes.
Yeah. But thank you so much to those who already have done that as well. That means a whole bunch and really helps help this get to more people and more of the Kill Team community, because that's what we want to do. We want to help keep growing it, building it, and having fun. So thank you so much for listening/watching.
For sure. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Thanks,
guys. See you, guys.